Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And you don't hear the enthusiasm in my voice because I am just fucking tired. You'll see no Cody here today. He's busy doing some stuff for a thing he's working on. So you're getting an early week in advance edition of the JB show here. Got my little sister or whatever to join me on this one, because usually the JB show should have her on here, but it's kind of like a last minute thing. Especially, I didn't drove all over LA County and Orange County today, so I'm just like, fuck these roads. I didn't took the 710, the 5, the 105, the 91, the 405. And the 101 today. Did I hop on another one? I think I was on another freeway. Either way. That's right. I didn't take that. I was supposed to get on the 605, but I took a different route or whatever. So I was like, fuck that. I'm not traveling all seven layers of hell in California. And the seven layers in hell just so happen to be the fucking freeway system here in SoCal. It's fucking horrible. But playoffs have begun in the NBA, which started on Saturday. And hold on, what the fuck is this sticky? I'm trying to figure out what the hell is this sticker on my bottle. Yeah, there's like a sticker imprint there. Like there was a sticker that just recently got peeled off, and it's, I don't remember putting anything in it, unless I travel with the damn bottle and I don't remember, but I digress. Yeah, the NBA playoffs have started, and I damn near watched every game today. The only one I haven't seen yet so far is the last two, which are the Clippers and the Suns, which, oddly enough, I have the Clippers win in that game. And obviously, I didn't see the Denver Nuggets game. But Lakers catching that dub, that was always a good thing. A lot of fuck-ups in that beginning. I was just, like, looking at them and just going, like, shaking my head, but they came through and pulled through. I was with my man Yoon, and we were doing a flight of Blue Run. I mean, not Blue Run, I'm sorry. A flight of the Spot family. We did all the, I'm thinking of Blue Run because I'm looking at the bottle, and plus Blue Spot, I was thinking of that bottle. We did a flight of the Yellow Spot, Red Spot, Gold Spot, and Blue Spot. No particular order. Yoon finally got to try the Gold Spot. I didn't get a rating from him, but he actually really liked it. The Blue Spot, I think I was talking shit about it. It's not that bad no more. It's just, not well rounded or anything like that. And then the yellow spot, that shit can go suck a duck. That shit was terrible. But it was supposed to be mix and match week this week, but since Cody's out, we're going to do mix and match next week, and this week is going to be the JB show. I'm going to keep it real short, too, here, guys, because I got a ton of shit I need to do, too. And I don't want it to go past my bedtime, and I have bedtimes these days because I'm old. I'm looking at this bottle right here, and it's 108 proof. That is fucking ridiculous. And I say that not out of, like, oh, it should be higher or lower or anything like that. I say that in the sense that, like, hey, you could have fooled me. I would have thought this was way stronger. Here on the last drop for the month of April, we're doing a, because it's our anniversary. So this is the anniversary of the JB show, I guess, if you will. Even though it was something totally different at the time when we started this show, it was supposed to be reviewing a bar / restaurant type thing or whatever. And then the JB show kind of took over when it was the pandemic. But we're doing something where we're on the show having a bottle that either has the word anniversary in it, or you feel like it's a bottle you pull out for an anniversary. And that's whether it's with a girlfriend, a wife, your job, 6 years of doing this or that, whatever the fuck it may be that you're celebrating something for. And this one was a no-brainer. I was going to do this originally, even on this show, the JB show. It's from Michter's Distillery. Damn good stuff over there. I love those guys and gals over there that's working there. But it's not a Michter's bottle. I guess it is. Well, it isn't, because it doesn't say Michter's on it. But it's Bomb Burgers. This was my whiskey of the year. Not on my list, because I didn't have it on the show. This was my whiskey of the year when this came out, though. It was fucking phenomenal. That's Bomb Burgers Declaration 2021. Damn, I am so lucky I got two of these bottles, because I haven't even opened the 2022 yet. I think this one is just so perfect. I'm just like, I don't even need to open 2022. So much that I went and bought another bottle. You know, this came out at retail at like $80-$85. I got this one for 99, or was it 99 or 109? Somewhere around that one. I know the second one I got, I paid about, oh, I don't even remember now. It might have been 129. I think it was 129, somewhere around there. Either way, I'm perfectly fine with paying that price. This one, I don't even remember where I got this one from. Maybe I got this one from Cork, too. It might have been both from Cork. I know the second one I got from Cork, but this one, I might have gotten lucky and got this at a Pavilions. I'm trying to remember if this was the year or was it 2020 when I got the Pavilions one. Either way, it doesn't matter. Let's pour this bad boy. I am excited. So we got bottle number 1,423 out of 1,783. The bottle is gorgeous. It's a small batch. Obviously, 54% alcohol because it's at 108 proof here. I first got introduced to this by my man, Chris. I like to call him Chris Handsome because that boy fine as hell. He's one of the OGs, you know, and my little OG group there, you know, the original Pillow Talk. And he gave it to me when Christina was out here. That had to been 2019, maybe. Might have been longer than that, actually, now that I think about it. But I think it was 2019. And he shows up to me, he's just like, yo, you ever tried this? I was like, nah, I never had it before. He's like, it's from Michter's. He said it's a bomb burger. I love the bottle. The bottle, like, it looks like that classic old school type of bourbon thing to me. So I was like, yeah, you sold me on that. And he had the 2018 one, which I own a bottle of. And I love that one. I thought that one was the best one up until I had this one. So every year I make this like one of my missions to collect one of these bottles. I think this kind of replaced me chasing those Four Roses limited edition bottles. Let's pour this bad boy. Presentation alone is already a last drop. It's a winner for me. Oh, man. So this is a bottle I would definitely pull out for, like, look at that color. Oof. The color is beautiful. Man. Oh, man. Look at that color. And this was only aged for a minimum of at least 4 years, too. Look at that right there. I love that amber. That just looks beautiful. So this is definitely something I would probably pull out on a celebration. Shit, I would give this away as a wedding present to a buddy of mine if they loved whiskey. I'd be like, here you go. This is what you need to have. It is my man's Jesse's birthday, so he did say pour a good one for him. So I got you right here, buddy. Happy birthday to that boy. Oh, man. Baking spices and orange zest hits me right in the nose. You got some chocolate and vanilla. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, that's delicious. Oh, that nose. It's got a lot of sweet scents, though. That caramel is really... Oh, you know what it smells like? Cinnamon rolls. Man. It's when the cinnamon rolls first come out the oven. It's like some tobacco. I could be wrong. That could be like oak, but I think it's like a tobacco thing. Oh, man. And then you got like some toasted marshmallows. Perfectly balanced on the nose. Oh, man. It's so good. Let's get into this bad boy. I'm already in heaven. I already knew what my rating would be on this one. Before I, like, even did this show. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, oh, maybe it'll change my opinion. Because I haven't opened this bottle months now. I've been kind of... I need to open the 2022 up, to be honest, to try those and do a side-by-side. But I haven't opened this bottle in months. I want to hold this bottle forever. I had three. Okay, so, yeah, I did get two from Cork. And this one I must have got... No, so I already finished the one. So this one I got from Cork then. So, yeah. Cork always coming through to get me with my Michter's hookup, man. Shout out to Cork, man. Wes and all them over there, his brother. Fucking kings over there. So yeah, I got this one from Cork then. Man, damn. Let me get a sip. Oof. It's fucking... That is wonderful. It's a mouthful. There is like oaky, a lot of oak there. Damn, dude. It's like, it's got that vanilla cream too, because it's nice, it's thick and creamy too, which doesn't sound right when you say that out loud. There's like some black cherries there too. I love me some good cherries too, so. Brown sugar. That's what that is. Black cherries, brown sugar. Very oaky, very creamy, but it's thick too as well. The orange zest kind of like sticks out as well too. It's like a little there. Damn, dude, I love this fucking drink. God, this is fantastic. What I love about this, it's so good. It could be an everyday pour. It could be a celebration pour. It could be a special occasion pour. It just hits everything you want in bourbon. I actually think this is the top of the top when it comes to their bourbon. I don't know what they did at Michter's to bottle this up, whatever, but this one I hear was the fucking winner. And only 1,700 bottles was made of this, too. Man, oof. I might have to go find some more of these 2021s. I need at least about four. I already killed one bottle. This bottle's halfway done. I got one full one, so I need to go get like two more if I can find these. Cause yeah, give me the 2021s over the 2023s any day. Even though they haven't come out yet, I haven't tried them yet. But on the finish, dude, you get some black pepper there. It's nice and medium, a little bit above medium length. It lingers for a while, but it's nice and warm too. Very inviting. The oaky flavor is there. Obviously, it's got some black pepper. Man, yeah, I'm feeling this a lot. It's more of a drier oak, too, though. Mm. shit too as well. It's almost like a marshmallow flavor. Not a flavor, but like a marshmallow. Wait, didn't? Yeah, it was like most. It was like a toasted marshmallow. You know. Mm. Yeah. I wish I could say the same about Shinks 2021. Which came from the same distillery. They kind of come in pairs, to be honest. Shinks and Bomb Burgers. From my memory, I think that was like my most disappointing of the year, because I didn't really have, in 2021, I didn't really have too many disappointing pours. They were pretty all solid, but I do remember going like, yeah, I wasn't all that blown away by that. I thought I was expecting a little bit more, a little bit better uniqueness to it. I might have to do that next time, come back on the Shinks. Maybe I might do a side-by-side, like Bomb Burger, Shinks Month, or whatever. Because, yeah, I just don't remember being all that impressed with the Shinks that year, but the Bomb Burgers, like, stood out like crazy. And I've opened 2022 Shinks, but I haven't opened 2022 Bomb Burgers, which 2022 Shinks, I think I got a shit ton of. Oh, man. Yeah, man, this effortlessly gets a last drop. This is perfect. It hits everything I want in my bourbon. I think it might be the, as far as open bottles go, I mean, there's not really a lot that ain't open. Other than Blue Run, man, this, which I, now that I think about it, I really drink more rye of Blue Run than I do bourbon. I mean, realistically, I think I only have like two bourbons of Blue Run, which is the Reflection and High Rye. Yeah, because everything else is a rye, if I'm not mistaken. Well, either way, Blue Run, Batch 1, High Rye, that's my shit right there. That's the best bourbon up in this bitch. I got a lot of bourbon. But I'm going to tell you this right now, that 2021, this is in my top five in this whiskey room. The Godfather Lounge himself, whatever. This is the best bottle, one of the top five best bottles in here. And if I had to throw that in here as far as bourbon goes, man, it would be like one of the Blue Run bottles. High Rye Batch 1, this, trying to think, Pert Bourbon, Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof, George T. Stagg, ooh, it's another bourbon, I see a Weller Foolproof bottle sitting right here. I did love this pick too, the Red Hill Liquor one. I'm really disappointed though, because, fuck man, I had like at least three of these Red Hill Liquor store pick Foolproofs. It's my last one, and that shit's like barely hanging on by a thread. That's probably like about three more glasses. So I thought that was a really good pick. Natty's Liquor had a good pick, though. That's a good one, too, as well. Yeah, I won't say anymore, but, you know. That's a last drop, baby. That's a drop of fame right there. That is a drop of fame. You will be hearing more about this in my top 10 at the end of the year. This is top 5 bona fide right here. It's going to be really hard topping this. I was trying not to pull this out this early in the year because, you know, I was hoping to get some other bottles in there to persuade me. But, you know, it's best to just knock this one out right away. That way I can just, like, go ahead and see what can top this. But this is, like, Cody's Goose Island beer that he had, not on the show, but off the show, and he said, like, I might have had the best beer ever in my life. I won't say this is the best whiskey bourbon I've had in my life, but, damn, it really is up there, man. I mean, like I said, Blue Run and Michter's, those are my two babies right there, so anything that Michter's or Blue Run puts out, I'm there for it, man. I'm there for it. This is right here. The finish as well too. At first I thought that was all like black pepper and spices, but I was like, no, it's a little drier too as well, which is crazy because on the finish it gets a little drier, but on the palate it's like thick and creamy. Like a nice thick milk chocolate with some caramel inside of it. Oof, sounds so good right now. Oh man, so look, I told y'all this is gonna be a short show. I've been rambling for 20 minutes right now. So I'm going to go ahead and cut this off. I'm going to go shower. And then I'm going to go look at some playoff highlights probably. Or actually, no, I'm just going to go watch the Suns game. The Suns, yeah, I'm going to watch that game. Because I'm tired. I want to relax now. And I think I've done everything I needed to do, so I'll probably eat some dinner too while I'm at it. Mm. By the way, make sure you check the trunk of your car. I have some Air Jordan 4s, all black, by the way, sitting in the back of my fucking car. That motherfucker has been sitting there. Now, granted, I just got this car, so I can't say it's been sitting in this car. But it was sitting in the old car, and when I transferred everything out of the trunk of that car and put it in here, I know I got these when I was traveling. These motherfuckers have been sitting in the trunk, basically, since 2019. I'm about to wear these bitches tomorrow, so... I'm wearing the fuck out of those tomorrow. I think I'm gonna have dinner with Yoon tomorrow, so might as well just go ahead and pull those bad boys out, because I ain't wearing those. I haven't worn them at all. I literally just bought it. So the box looks like it's been put away in fucking sanctuary or something like that, so. That's it right there, people. That just, god damn, that's delicious. That's a last drop. Remember this episode, people. Because you definitely going to be hearing about this in the top five. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here, like I said. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Thank you for 4 wonderful years here on The Last Drop. Mainly, especially the pandemic years. Pandemic years have been kind of just fantastic as far as... I was going to say growth, but I don't really care about that. Just like the excitement of the show itself, whatever. As far as like doing these things and drinking of it and stuff. And obviously, Manscaped. Who have been like wonderful. I love those guys. They're great over there, and their products are just fucking amazing. Whatever, I just used the nose trimmer earlier this morning. I think I am doing it wrong though, because I'm like, oh, but then I realized, oh yeah, the blade kind of goes all the way around, or the cutter, I should say, not the blade, because you don't put the blade in your nose. Whatever. That thing is fantastic. I had just ordered, because I'm a subscriber, so I get like monthly things as well too from them, and they send you like, you know, ball deodorant and stuff like that, or you can just customize your monthly order. I think it's monthly, you know, monthly order what you get and stuff like that. Stuff smells great, it works perfectly. I mean, it's amazing what those guys do, so I love doing that, or love having them part of The Last Drop here, and hopefully we can get more people part of The Last Drop family. Enjoyed doing the shows with my sister. She's been fantastic. Always nice having that guy Yoon back on. We had him on back in January for Seltzer Month. So yeah, I'm gonna get out of here now. So thank everybody for listening. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JP. And like we always say, livers will never be the same. Didn't fuck that up this time, because this time I'm paying attention. And glasses will never be dry.